Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is Webster Tarpley in Washington, D.C., with a second week of emergency pre-war briefing featuring this time the landmark war warning speech of Russian President Vladimir Putin to the Munich Wehrkundegesellschaft, the International Security Conference. We've gone through that in detail in the first half hour to 40 minutes of the show. Please look in the archives if you missed any part of it. Go to Kremlin.ru, President of Russia, get the full text. It's a landmark of our time, and any doubt about the danger of general war has been swept away by that speech. And, of course, we've just heard Simon Boccanegra calling for peace and love to a group of oligarchs who are thinking about things that are quite different. My source Malabar says that, indeed, that Iranian nuclear scientist Hassanpour, aged 44, was killed in Isfahan by the Israeli Mossad, act of war right there, that it was approved by the United States, U.S. implicated in act of war, and he points out that before the Israelis did their bombing run on the Osirak reactor, power reactor, in Iraq back in 1981, two prominent Israeli scientists were killed by the Mossad. So the fact that this one important Iranian has been assassinated is a harbinger of an attack. The Jerusalem Post discusses the issue. They say, did the cabinet order this assassination? Did they order it in Iran? If so, the war with Iran has already started. Yedioth Ahronoth, a big Israeli newspaper, says that the Mossad is an organization in decline, having trouble doing the things it should do, although it does succeed in controlling Olmert. Phil Giraldi in the American Conservative, Next Stop Tehran. He says the Defense Department is in the process of hiring a whole bunch of Persian language, Farsi translators and experts, analysts, and so forth. They're supposed to plow through mountains and stacks of Iranian documents to come up with silver bullets, in other words, scraps that they can use to allege an Iranian nuclear program, just like the Office of Special Plans, inappropriate but still legal, said the Inspector General of the Pentagon this week about Feith's shop. Back in a minute on World Crisis Radio.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. InnerHealth Botanicals, home of InnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. I'm your host, Webster Tarpley, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Big strategic emergency briefing today, the verge of the Middle East general war sliding towards World War III. Take note of that extremely dramatic warning from Russian President Putin at the Munich Security Conference earlier today on the Russian, the Kremlin, English language website. Philip Giraldi, American conservative, Next Stop Tehran, again tells us that they're hiring all kinds of Persian language translators and analysts. They're supposed to come up with various kinds of hokum to justify the coming attack on Iran, a new Office of Special Plans. As soon as the old one has been essentially written up by the Inspector General, they've got a new one going. Giraldi also says one very interesting thing. John Negroponte, right, out as the Director of National Intelligence and moved over to the State Department, a very evil figure. But how about this? maybe not evil enough for what Bush and company have in mind. Negroponte was overseeing the new national intelligence estimate on Iran. That NIE, that national intelligence estimate, is now well overdue and obviously would be very useful for Mad Dog Bush in his attempt to orchestrate a new and wider war. The story is that the original national intelligence estimate that came up, that Negroponte's shop had produced, said that there is only circumstantial indication that the Iranians have a nuclear weapons program and that the circumstantial evidence is inconclusive. In other words, there's no ironclad convincing proof that the Iranians are attempting to build nuclear bombs. And with that, Negroponte was kicked out as the director of national intelligence, and that national intelligence estimate is either going to be rewritten or completely suppressed. Now, also in terms of the parallels to the previous go-round with Iraq 4 years ago, Spiegel News Magazine says there's now a stable of new Chalabis, new Quislings of the U.S., the British, and the Israelis for the new target countries in the Middle East. Let's start with Iran. We have a con artist, an ex-convict and confidence man called Amir Abbas Fakhravar. Fakhravar, age 31, is a student leader at 31, recruited by the CIA from a Tehran jail, a complete fraud, a complete con man. His main qualification, he says that Richard Pearl is the Prince of Light, not the Prince of Darkness. Maybe that's Lucifer, isn't it? The Prince of Light? Anyway, that's his view of Richard Pearl. We also have Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh runs the Washington, D.C. office of the MEK, Mujahideen-e-Khalq, that is to say, the terrorist grouping, the People's Mujahideen, People's Warriors. They had been used by Saddam against the Khomeini regime back in the 1980s, now taken over by the U.S. So this is the MEK-MKO. They are on the U.S. terrorist list over at the State Department, but they've gotten $85 million of your money through the Pentagon, thanks to Rumsfeld and now Gates. How about Syria? The new dictator of Syria, aspiring Farid Ghadri. Farid Ghadri of Syria, his main qualification to be future Quisling puppet leader, the Laval of Syria, is that he's a member of AIPAC, American-Israeli Public Affairs Council. So he's also met with Liz Cheney. Now, finally, concerning the remark made by Chirac last week, president of France, that an Iranian nuclear weapon would not be the end of the world, he says to Canard Enchaîné, Canard Enchaîné, the Paris satirical weekly, interpreting what Chirac said, he said, look, when Chirac says the Iranian nuke is not such a big threat, Chirac is simply indicating, well, we're not allowed to say so, of course, because of the hysteria of the U.S. We're not allowed to say so officially, but we are resigned to the fact that the Iranians may someday acquire a bomb. The big issue is not the bomb, but the miniaturization. Can you put it on a missile? Chirac seems to think that there's a 2,500-kilometer North Korean missile that the Iranians may have. But the big issue, says Chirac, according to Canard Enchaîné's interpretation, is that France, Germany, and Britain want a diplomatic economic approach of a half-hearted type, but the U.S. wants an all-out military approach. Various European press, much more explicit about the war danger than anybody in this country, back up in Scandinavia, Göteborgs Posten, ask yourself, which is worse, an Iranian nuclear weapon or an all-out war? They say Bush is in a lose-lose situation. Ahmadinejad is in a win-win. This is a war that cannot be won. Therefore, deterrence is the lesser evil. The IAEA says they are not at all sure that Iran has any ability to enrich uranium for weapons purposes. The CIA says it will be at least 10 years. And General Zinni says Iran is a new Bay of Pigs. Copenhagen, Berlinske Tidende in Denmark. This is very interesting. Only the Democrats can stop the Iran war. In that case, I guess we're in trouble. Gates promised twice in the past week that there'd be no new war. We've just heard them. But Bush, Cheney, and the Fleet Movement say something different. And they point out Hillary, Obama, Edwards, not one of them has openly taken a position against the coming attack on Iran. And that's why we need the 9/11 truth squads to get in there. And even the peace movement, the peaceniks in their attempts to commit civil disobedience and so forth, do not raise the issue of Iran. They essentially go with the usual timeless military-industrial complex, war profiteering stuff, perfectly impotent in the face of such a tremendous strategic crisis as the one that we're in. Bush will be asking for a supplemental appropriation of $100 billion, billion, for Iraq and Afghanistan for the rest of 2007. He already got $70 billion last September. And for 2008, he wants another $145 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan on top of a standard Pentagon budget of $481 billion. Don't be surprised if Medicare is going to be cut $66 billion. We've got General Petraeus being used as an enforcer, as the salesman, political operative, and keitel number one, basically being kept by Lindsey Graham and McCain in some offices off the Senate floor. They would then go out and collar various senators, bring them in there, and Petraeus would put on the high-pressure sales pitch for the escalation and the surge, looking more and more like Wilhelm Keitel. And, of course, he had a bad end at Nuremberg. Six helicopters shot down in the last 4 weeks. Was it Stingers? But, of course, it's hardly going to be Iran, given the fact that these are Baathists and Sunnis doing the shooting. Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül has warned the United States, restrain your PKK terrorists, notoriously operating out of Kurdish Iraq against Iran, but also against Turkey. Restrain your PKK terrorists, O Americans, says Abdullah Gül, or Turkey reserves the right to deal with the PKK terror camps that are now flourishing in northern Iraq. So much for the war on terror. We've got the report that Condi, with Olmert and Abu Mazen, are going to have a peace conference in Mecca, I believe, in a couple of weeks. Most reports say this will be a farce because Bush and Olmert have no interest in a deal. The White House is full of contempt for Condoleezza's opportunism. We've also got Mahathir Mohamad of Malaysia, retired head of state, at a conference on the war crimes in Palestine, in Lebanon, and in Iraq. Mahathir says Blair and Bush are child killers and war criminals. Mahathir has been nominated by Bosnian NGOs for the Nobel Peace Prize. Gideon Ezra, Israeli politician of the Kadima Party, calls for the freeing of Marwan Barghouti, top Palestinian resistance leader currently held along with 10,000 others in Israeli jails, and he says this is the guy who could unite the Palestinians and give Israel a very credible partner for peace negotiations. The Italian government has almost fallen in this past week because of two things, because of the Italian role in Afghanistan, where they're losing troops, and an expansion of the Vicenza NATO base. The Prodi government almost fell over this and still May. Now, of course, we know that here on the home front, the big issue was there was supposed to be the long-awaited debate in the Senate for the surge issue, but it has not occurred. And this was because the Republicans, all of them, with the exception of Collins and Coleman, came together and essentially blocked it, even including the Warner Levin amendment. Warner voted against voting on his own amendment, quite a feat for Mr. Elizabeth Taylor. And now, however, Warner, Hagel, Collins, Snow, Coleman, Smith, and Voinovich say they're sorry, they want to have a debate. Too bad for the 50 or so GI died in the past.
America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're about 7 to 8 minutes from bringing on our guest Leland Lehrman, who's going to tell us about the efforts to launch the impeach Bush resolution in the state legislature of New Mexico. Just a few more strategic points. The Senate, very modest, non-binding resolution against Bush's surge escalation has, of course, been blocked this past week by the Republicans, minus Collins and Coleman, plus Lieberman. But now Warner, Hagel, Collins, Snow, Coleman, Smith, and Voinovich are repenting, but it's not clear where that's going to go. Now, on the other side in the House, Mrs. Pelosi, still suffering from acute parliamentary cretinism, she's only 1 month and 1 week late with a resolution to block any escalation, even that minimal step, which she could have had in there about the 5th of January, and now it's about it's going to be the 10th or 11th of February, 12th of February by the time she gets it in there. So only 1.5 months lost. Too bad if you died in Iraq. In the meantime, the Japanese defense minister asked for a meeting with Gates, but Gates says, no, I'm not meeting with you. because you came out in public and said the Iraq war was a mistake. So no meeting. Oh, my God. Aren't the Democrats embarrassed that they rubber-stamped Gates, the founder of Al-Qaeda? Japan has also signed a defense treaty with Australia, the tragic course of Japan as a puppet of the U.S. and the British. Just in the last couple of minutes here now, the Russian defense minister Ivanov has obviously read that foreign affairs article by Lieber and Press from last March. In foreign affairs, of course, where it said that the U.S. was getting close to having a first strike ability to wipe out the Russian nuclear retaliatory forces and Chinese ones on the ground. So the Russians have come forward with their rearmament program from 2007 for the next 8 years up to 2015. And this is a doozy. Dozens of new silo-based launchers, 50 mobile Topol M ICBMs will be on alert. 50 new planes, Tu-160s, Tu-95s, old planes but refurbished. 8 new ballistic missile submarines under Project 955. Russian military strength, 40 tank battalions, 97 motorized infantry battalions, 50 landing battalions, 5 brigades equipped with Iskander M missiles, 2 regiments with mobile launchers of the type Urugan 1M, 31 new warships, and above all, a new ICBM, totally new, called the Bulova. Bulova, B-U-L-O-V-A. So Bulova watch time is time to watch out for a new ICBM coming down on your head. And the slogan that comes from all the Russian leaders is, when we are put under threat, we ensure our national security with measures which are asymmetrical but highly effective. And again, Lavrov, the foreign minister, says, U.S. puts ABMs in Czechoslovakia and Poland. Why are you doing this? This is Cold War thinking. He says there will be no independent Kosovo forced down anybody's throat. And he says there should be a conference with Iran and Syria, a regional conference to solve the problem in Iraq. Now, one last thing. Bush gave his escalation speech on January 10th. Now it's February 10th, and we're getting the answer from Putin. The answer from China came even quicker. The answer from China came on January 11th, one day after Bush's escalation speech. The Chinese blew up a satellite of their own in orbit. Now we have a report by Michael Pillsbury of the Atlantic Council, former top Pentagon official. This is written for Congressional Investigating Committee. So he says he has read through the People's Liberation Army of China literature for 03 to 06, and he finds that they are building new physical principles, beam weapons, Star Wars weapons. New concept weapons is the Chinese term. New concept weapons. He says under R&D they now have lasers, microwave weapons, rail guns, particle beam weapons, anti-satellite weapons in general. The Chinese were already working on lasers back in 1999 with 10,000 people, including 3,000 engineers. They tested an X-ray laser back in 1998. They are ahead in excimer lasers, and they've also developed a plasma-based anti-satellite weapon. So there will be no one-sided space race. Finally, one or two questions on the financial front. Another large hedge fund has blown. This looks like Red Kite, $1 billion hedge fund. Of course, leveraged, 500, 600, 800 times over can be quite big. That one seems to be gone. Jimmy Rogers, the former partner of Soros, speaking from Australia, where he's now taken refuge, says that there are going to be lots and lots of leveraged buyout defaults, and hedge funds will go bankrupt as a result. Rogers predicts a gigantic shakeout when the whole buyout mess comes apart. And, of course, the buyouts have been the only way that the stock market has been kept up. Out of this can come, he says, a financial collapse and a new world depression. We'll be back in a minute with our guest here on World Crisis Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is your host, Webster Tarpley, here in Washington, D.C. Just two or three quick notes. 9/11 Truth Squads. Obama came into the race today. Hillary, Obama, Edwards, the leading Democratic candidates, say they want to end the war in Iraq, but they will not pledge to stop the attack against Iran. They must be confronted on this issue as well in the general framework of 9/11 truth. If you listen to Amy Goodman, Amy this week on Democracy Now! Had Kathy Kelly, I think her name is, of the Voices for Creative Nonviolence. They work together with Code Pink, United for Peace and Justice, and various affinity groups that are gathering in various places. They have gone into the offices of Hillary and McCain and Ellen Tauscher. They've gone into the Ike Skelton hearings. They've gone into some Feingold hearings. And they have essentially gotten themselves arrested. Their rap, however, is extremely limited. It is the usual eternal leftist military-industrial complex. Defense contractors fill their pockets while the GIs die. It's all true. It's all important to say, but it is not enough. It will not break into Bush's one-third terrified base who sincerely believe in the 9/11 myth. Without the leading edge of 9/11 truth, it is not going to be effective. It will be too little, too late. So I am hoping that the 9/11 truth squads get going. It is time to go into action. That Putin warning should make everything clear. The United for Peace and Justice people, you can see a very interesting video on 9/11 blogger. A guy gets up and tries to talk about 9/11 truth, and he's shouted down. He has a bullhorn. They put security on him. He's forced out, all because David Swanson from the left wing of the Democratic Party doesn't want any discussion about 9/11 truth. And some people are upset because the guy had a bullhorn. Why not be upset about the totalitarian liberal mind control imposed by certain people pretending to be peace activists in reality on the foundation payroll? So again, 9/11 truth squads, also check DC 9/11 truth website, DC 911 truth website. We may be mounting a kind of a no warning emergency demonstration at the White House tomorrow in the daytime or something along those lines to try to point people to the fact that we are very close to the outbreak of something truly catastrophic, and now Putin has essentially put it all into perspective. Without further ado, let me get my guest on. He's been very patient. Leland Lehrman is going to be speaking to us from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Am I right?
Yes, Webster, and I'm pleased to be with you.
Okay, now I've taken a lot of the time. Why don't we just have you give everybody an overview of this very interesting effort to get the impeachment bills against Bush-Cheney through the two houses, I guess, of the New Mexico State Legislature. Take it away.
Well, the effort is right now awaiting its first committee hearing in the Rules Committee of the Senate. It was introduced by Senators Ortiz y Pino of Albuquerque and Senator Grubesic of Santa Fe. And six other senators signed on, and the senators that signed on are all very significant senators. Three of them are the chairman of the committees through which we must go on our way to the full floor vote on the Senate floor, and one of them was the majority whip, Mary Jane Garcia. So right out of the bat, we thought we were doing pretty well. However, Recently, we have come to understand the difficulties faced by the federal Iraq de-escalation resolutions because the Republicans, despite being in the minority here in New Mexico, 24-18 is a Democratic majority in the New Mexico Senate. They have their ways of breaking up the process of a very controversial resolution moving through the Senate, and they have already shown their cards. What they did was they threatened the chairwoman of the Rules Committee with a boycott of the proceedings of her committee, and since she does not always have a quorum present of the Democrats on the committee, it would effectively shut down the entire functioning of the Rules Committee throughout the entire 60-day session. Now, this turns out actually not to be an uncommon phenomenon where the Republicans use these types of procedural methods to stop things that they don't like. However, although our hearing has been postponed from the Friday just past that we were originally promised tentatively scheduled for this upcoming Friday, we still have enough time to, in fact, move the resolution all the way through the Senate and then ultimately to the House. We don't need the governor's signature, provided that we get the type of grassroots support that we need. Now, we did have over 100 people at the introduction and about 50 people at the recent rally, which was a replacement for the Rules Committee hearing. And my general sense is extremely optimistic, but I will say that, unfortunately, the majority leader of the Senate here in New Mexico, Michael Sanchez, very powerful, sets the agenda, basically decides what bills get heard, what don't, for the floor session, as well as has a great deal of power within with the rest of the chairman. has apparently put a little bit of pressure on the Rules Committee chairwoman not to push the Republicans on this, because the Republicans could potentially dig their heels in and threaten to kill other bills that are very important to the functioning of state government, appropriations bills, and other pet projects of the various senators. So the question really now is, how much does the Democratic majority in the Senate want this resolution to pass? Not whether or not they would sign the bill in the best of all possible worlds, but whether or not they're really willing to get in the harness and pull for it. So that's where we're at right now.
Does the governor have any point of view?
The governor, since he is in the race for president...
this is Bill Richardson, right?
Bill Richardson, yes.
Bill Richardson is the governor, declared presidential candidate.
Yes, presidential, and he is... generally not inclined to touch anything controversial. I have put out feelers through people I know in his office, and I know that the resolution has been dropped on his desk. I can't remember exactly what his aide, Eric Witt, told me, but it was something like he arched an eyebrow and then went on to the rest of his affairs. So I have the general sense that probably he understands why we're doing it, but is not going to stick his neck out on that.
Well, this, of course, is the kind of question that a 9/11 Truth Squad is best poised to ask somebody like Richardson. In other words, you got your two activists and your third person with a camera, a camcorder, or a cell phone, and say, Governor, what about this impeachment of Bush? You could make it happen, right? Those people have to bid for the aroused anti-war base of the Democratic Party in places, you know, New Hampshire, Iowa, but also Nevada, right, quite close by.
Yeah, that's the point that many of the strategists have been making to me. I am not a long-time experienced political strategist, and although I was centrally involved in passing the paper ballot legislation here in New Mexico, we are now on a 100% paper ballots and optical scan machines system here in New Mexico as a result of the 2000 and 2004 election frauds. But during those proceedings, we had a great deal of support from the Democratic leadership of both houses. And when the Republicans threatened to walk out on the Voters and Elections Committee hearing, the Speaker of the House called a press conference in 1 hour, driving the Republicans back into the committee room where the bill subsequently passed out. Party line vote over their objections, but at least the public pressure and the notification of the general population and the press made it such that the Republicans did not want to look like spoilers. And unfortunately, in this case, we do not have sufficient support in the leadership yet for them to take that type of courageous stand in the media and with the public consciousness. And I'm hoping that that is what we can change over the next week.
Maybe you can also give us just a brief summary of what's in the resolution, what the various points are, and maybe a website where people can take a look at this in other states who might want to use this as a model.
Certainly. Our resolution is basically word for word taken from the state resolution crafted by Phil Burks of impeachbush.tv. That's impeachbush.tv. And a little news on that. I know that we now have resolutions moving through the state of Vermont with, I believe at last count, 11 congressmen signed on to the bill. And now I've heard that there is a Washington state senator, and there are very active movements in both Maine and New Jersey. So there's another website you can check for more details about the New Mexico the process through the New Mexico legislature. My own website, mothermedia.org, regularly updates people on what exactly is happening and what they can do if they're interested. And also a record is kept of what has happened and press articles at afterdowningstreet.org/NM. And I will admit that that is the website of the aforementioned David Swanson, who I'm saddened to hear had something to do with drowning out the very important 9/11 voice at the recent hearing, where John Conyers, quite frankly, gave us all a great deal of comfort, stating that we can fire Bush, and that's what we're trying to do.
We've also got Kucinich saying that he wants 9/11 truth and that he's open to receiving proof and other documentation along those lines, and we're certainly working on that. But I'm afraid David Swanson seems to be somebody who has simply closed his mind against this, and worse than that, is determined to prevent others. I hope, since you've mentioned these different places, Vermont, we have had Mark Estrin on this program. He's the spokesman of the, not so much the impeachment, but the very successful move to put the reopening of 9/11 on the ballot, in effect, of the town meeting in Burlington, Vermont, now in the month of March. But if people are tuning in from Washington State, from Maine, from New Jersey, please get in touch with me, because we want to keep keep tabs on you and have you come on the program and tell everybody about what you're doing, because that is, of course, also a part of this movement. Our basic idea simply is that the 9/11 truth makes the leading edge of it more incisive. You have a better chance of passing it, because the 9/11 shockwave effect is when 9/11 comes on the scene, everything else seems tame, everything else seems easy, and you just get more done when you've got 9/11 truth in the mix.
It's an essential piece, and I'm very proud to say that at the introduction, I explained that as I was introducing the senators, that as a result of all of the evidence of the lying throughout the Bush administration, that it was very important for people to question the entire premise of the war on terror. And I left it to my colleague, a young gentleman named Colin Donahue, to explain the entire 9/11 mythology directly to the audience. And although It was not brought up in the press that the impeachment resolution had numerous people questioning the 9/11 story, I do believe that it's potentially going to come out in the hearings in a very dramatic way, because my understanding of the likely defense mounted by the Republicans will be that the war on terror gives the president carte blanche. And the reason why 9/11 truth is so important is because it undermines virtually the only argument that they can muster in defense of the president and the current executive branch.
Exactly. That's I think that's the key to the whole thing, and that's very, very well said. Is there any idea of a demonstration, of gathering citizens, people, some kind of a manifestation of the popular mood to try to push the legislators to see the light?
On 9/11 or on impeachment?
On impeachment and related stuff.
And if the
legislature doesn't respond, then maybe they need to be prodded a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, they needed to be prodded a lot. And at this point, I am holding off on some of the prodding that I might do as the senators who are sponsoring and leading the charge with our resolution have asked me to keep it out of the local press, shall we say. Now, that will all potentially change if shenanigans continue past this upcoming Friday. So I am feeling very restricted at this point, but I'm not in the mood to lose the support of the very key senators that we do have by dragging all of the dirty laundry of the legislative procedure out into the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
Although I certainly believe that if the Democrats had the nerve and the guts to do that, that would ultimately has the best chance of succeeding, and I have, as I mentioned on the election reform, seen that work when the Democratic leadership has the guts and the resolve to do that. Now, in terms of the popular support in New Mexico, for one, it's the official platform of the Democratic Party of the state of New Mexico, as ratified at the platform convention in March of 2006. And this wasn't a simple majority. Every single person I have spoken to says that when the impeachment resolution was introduced into the platform of the state of New Mexico, 98% or so of the 1,200 delegates, official Democratic Party delegates of the state of New Mexico, rose to their feet in a thunderous roar. And then the chairman had to bang for order on numerous occasions before the 18 opposed got an opportunity to stand in opposition. So there's no problem with the grassroots whatsoever on the impeachment procedure. The problem is getting the word from the grassroots up to the ears of the Senate in a timely manner and with sufficient force to overcome the procedural maneuvering of the Republican Party.
Well, that's very interesting. We have a couple of minutes left. Can you give us any other comments about the state of 9/11 truth or impeachment or just political awareness in general in your part of the your neck of the woods?
Well, here in Santa Fe, we have often run excellent 9/11 films such as Terror Storm and Loose Change and 9/11 Press for Truth at our local film center. In fact, the chairman of the Santa Fe Film Festival, a relatively well-known national film festival, has been supporting these, and we have a conversation after each film. The general understanding about 9/11 is very good, and that's part of the reason why...
One second. We'll be back for our last brief segment here with Leland Lehrman reporting on the New Mexico efforts to impeach Bush.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is Webster Tarpley from Washington, brought to you by FreedomCalendar.com. Check that special offer for Freedom Calendar on the Republic Broadcasting website. Last couple of seconds here with Leland Lehrman. Leland, you were telling us the Santa Fe Film Festival has been infiltrated by 9/11 Truth.
Oh, yes, very much. But I did remember that I just wanted to quickly say what the ImpeachBush.tv state-based impeachment resolution, which, if it goes through a state house, triggers Jefferson's rules of the House and subsequent impeachment proceedings in the federal house. What it states, its first charge is lying to Congress to provoke a war. Its second charge is warrantless wiretapping. Its third charge is ordering torture and contravention of treaty, highest law of the land under Article 6 of the Constitution. And the fourth charge is illegal detentions and suspension of habeas corpus. Finally, the big news from Santa Fe and 9/11 is that at a recent talk on the subject of Israel and Palestine, Bill Christensen, 25-year case officer for the Central Intelligence Agency and now an advocate for human rights in Palestine, took up the theme of the famous Israeli art students, movers, and spies, and acknowledged that the latest article by Christopher Ketchum, who originally had published on the subject in Salon, indicates that it is, in fact, very, very likely that Israeli intelligence knew a lot more about the 9/11 attacks than they ever told the official non-infiltrated intelligence and protective services of the United States of America. And that was quite a bombshell for the community here in Santa Fe. And if you wanted to interview him on the subject, he might be willing to do so.
Well, of course. But on the other hand, nobody knew more about it than U.S. intelligence, since U.S. intelligence organized the entire thing.
Right.
And whether the Israelis covered themselves by telling what they knew, I think it's a rather secondary matter. Amy Goodman was going big with this also this past week.
That somehow, yeah, she picked it up from Alexander Goldman.
The earth-shaking Israeli art student issue is now front and center. And, of course, it's all well and good. The Israelis knew. They claimed they warned. About 50 other countries knew, claimed they warned, and so forth. We have to push on now. I want to thank Leland Lehrman. His website, mothermedia.org, mothermedia.org. And my proposal, Leland, is that you got to go to Las Vegas. That's my wish for you. Las Vegas, because you've got to get over there and go to the Nevada caucuses. Set up a 9/11 truth squad, three people, two people to ask the question, one with a camera. Go and find those candidates. They're going to be swarming over Nevada because I think it's the Nevada caucuses. Now, I realize that's not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump, but you're a whole lot closer than I am, and we've got to get some people into Nevada to confront these ruling class oligarchical candidates.
Do you know when that is?
Yeah. Sorry?
Do you know when that is?
I don't know, but it's got to be all over the place. That's the end of our broadcast. Let me just tell people, the Putin statement is up, president.kremlin.ru. He quotes Franklin D. Roosevelt, when peace has been broken anywhere, the peace of all countries everywhere in danger. Check 911truthsquads.com. Check dc911truth.org. Thanks to Leland Lehrman, and we'll see you next week on World Crisis Radio, Republic Broadcasting. Again, that is president.kremlin.ru/English/speeches, the entire text, and this is going to bear some real criminological analysis. It's one of the most important speeches of the decade. See you next week.